glad that you're saved.
Yeah.
And you really know. Have you ever forgot that night or that day that you prayed?
Never.
How Jesus touched you. How you felt a love drawing you. And his hand touching you. Do you remember the experience when the load of sin was lifted and the burden was lifted? Can you remember the peace that came in your heart that you didn't have before? There was a love that came on the inside that you could not doubt. And you knew that the Lord came inside your heart. How many can say, I know that he came in my heart.
Amen.
I know that he came inside and he brought something the world could not give me. The world didn't have it. Thank you, Lord. And I'm glad Jesus did something for me that a mommy and daddy could never do. And I had good parents that loved me. And I remember my dad telling me many times, he said, when you was a little boy, dad just barely made it. Him and mom lived in a little cinder block house. And I remember hardwood floors. I remember we didn't have any carpet. We didn't have any air condition. Had a fan in the window. Had a spring door. A screen door. And I remember opening that thing up. You could hear that old spring. And the slams behind your back. I was raised in the old-fashioned way. I didn't have a lot of good things. Dad told me, he said, son, he said, we would take you to Fat Boy. It's called Fat Boy. You want to... I think 5th Street, 8th Street in Huntington, West Virginia. He said, I'd never seen anybody like you. He said, you was little. You sat in between, well, I had a pickup truck, Dad did. I'd sit right in between him and Mom. And Dad said, I don't know where you put that at. He said, you can eat one of those big Fat Boys and ask for another one. And said, he said, I told your mom, he said, I'll do without so that he can eat. Dad says, many times, I done without so you can eat. I'll tell you, if that's a daddy's love and a mommy's love that would sacrifice for their only son, how much more does God love us? How much more? Would he give everything that we would ever need? Hallelujah. Ain't you glad God bankrupt heaven almost one time to send his son? He sent his very best gift, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, what a gift that you could ever receive. We're coming up on Christmas time. It is commercialized. People will go in debt buying everything in the world. And all of the electronics, but can I tell you, it'll never satisfy the longing inside of your heart. It'll never put peace down in your soul. I'm glad that God looked over at his son one day and said, will you go down and give your life for all the sins of the world? And Jesus said, he said, Father, I'll leave my glory, I'll leave my throne, I'll lay aside the royal garments and all of the angels' praises, and I'll go down and I'll be born of a virgin. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad Jesus left the glory world and came down for you and I? I'm telling you, that is a gift. And Jesus went to an old rugged cross. Hallelujah. Was nailed there. Hallelujah. Stretched hands, nailed through his hands, and nailed through his feet. And Jesus looked at the Roman soldiers, hallelujah, that drove them into him, and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Ain't you glad Jesus loved me? How much, Tommy, did he love me? Look at the nail prints in his hands and in his feet. Can I tell you tonight that the only thing in heaven that's been made by man is the scars in the
hands and the feet of Jesus. How much did it love me? He died on an old rugged cross, and he shed every drop of blood from the veins of Emmanuel. Can I tell you, there is a cleansing and there is a washing in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Can I ask you tonight, have you believed? Do you believe, hallelujah, that Jesus took your sins to save you from a devil's burning hell? I'm glad that he reached down. I'm glad that he saved my soul. Hallelujah. Hey, hey, hey. Hallelujah.
Hang on, stay up for a minute.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise
God. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first commandment of all is to hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart and with all of thy soul and with all of thy mind and with all of thy strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Hallelujah. That old lawyer agreed with Jesus, and you know what? Jesus turned to him and he said, you are not far from the kingdom of God. And I tell you, there's some people right on the outskirts. They're right on the verge of coming to the Lord. They ain't fully in, and they ain't persuaded yet. I'd hate to think that I was right at the door and did not come in. Hey, when the Lord is a calling, and when the Lord is a pounding upon the heart, you know tonight if you're in or if you're out. You know if Jesus lives in your heart. You know if you surrendered your life all to him. Yes. You really know if you repented of your sins. Jesus said, repent and be converted. Hallelujah. You cannot make it to heaven unless you come. Hallelujah. And repent of your sins. You gotta know, hallelujah, that your sins are washed away. Raise your hand in the house.
Right on the verge.
Come on.
You ain't fully in.
Come on.
You ain't persuaded.
I ain't there yet. Come on, God's got more. You know what you need. Oh Lord, Brother Charles, I'd hate to think, oh Lord, that I was right at the edge of eternal life, right at the edge of heaven, and would not come in all the way and to be saved. Oh God, how close can you be? Hey Lord, there's people all over America tonight. They're sitting in padded pews. They're sitting lost without God. Oh Lord, can I tell you, the altar calls are going forth. I said the Lord is saying, come to me and be ye saved. Hallelujah. I want you to come to the Lord and make that commitment to God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
How close can you be? How close can you be to heaven to miss it? Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Judas said, I know where he's at. Hey Lord, he often goes into the garden and he prays there with his disciples. Come on. Oh, Judas sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver. He went to the chief priest and coveted with them how much to sell Jesus for. How in the world can a man do that? To saw the miracle working power of God. To see the blinded eyes open. The lame, hallelujah, to be healed. Devils cast out. And a multitude of hungry men, women, boys, and girls are to be fed with the bread and the fishes. How in the world, when you was right there, and when you seen it, and you heard it with your own ears, how close to heaven, how close to the door can you be and miss eternal life?
Oh God, oh God,
he coveted it for 30 pieces of silver. I don't know what on earth got in Judas's mind. I'm telling you, I had another message, but this is completely different. Hey, Lord, I guess old Judas said, I've seen Jesus perform the greatest miracles, and I believe I can still get that 30 pieces of silver, and Jesus will deliver himself, and he won't have to go to the cross. He'll get out of it. Hey, Lord, can you see that band of soldiers with staves in their hands and clubs in their hands and coming into that dark garden with their lanterns? And Judas looked. Oh, Lord. He said, the one that I kissed, God, the same is he. Oh, God.
Kiss the Son of God.
Kiss the door of heaven. Yeah. Oh, I feel the Lord in the house right here. Hey, Lord, how close to heaven can you get and miss it, oh God? Hey, right at the door. And you know that you need Jesus. And you know that you need a born-again experience. You know that you got to be saved right at the door.
Oh God, the same as he. And they came over. He kissed Jesus. He said, friend, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? You've been with me. You've had my power. You've seen my love. Betrayest thou me with a kiss? What good is this world? What good is money? What good is riches? What good is the world's wealth and the silver and gold? What good is it? I say, what good is it? Well, Lord, if you don't have God, what good is money? What good is pleasure? What good is entertainment? Hey, Lord, if you don't have God, raise your hand in the house. I'll tell you what our greatest need is in this hour. It's Jesus. And get him right down in your heart. And make that surrender.
Hallelujah. Glory.
How close can you get?
Come on.
And miss it.
Come on.
Oh God. God wants you fully in.
Yeah.
It's not good enough for you to know about God. You gotta personally have a personal relationship with him.
Yeah.
You can know all the Ten Commandments and know Matthew through Revelation. Come on.
Come on.
But you gotta have a personal relationship with Jesus.
Yeah.
You got to know that you are his child.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to know that you've been born again.
Yes.
You got to know that you made that surrender. You got to open up your heart and say, Lord, I'm giving you all of me. Hey, Lord, I'm not going to hold anything back. Lord, my God, oh God, hell ain't worth it. I said, hellfire ain't worth it. My daddy told me many a time. He said, if you went into hell and you spent 100 years there, he said, that would be bad enough. He said, but to lose your soul and to go into the pit of hell, into outer darkness, in the flames of fire, and the rich man is there a-crying tonight. Oh, Lord, it's almost 6:30, and there is
is a rich man. Oh, Lord, that is in hell. I cry for one drop of water to cool his tongue, for he's tormented in the flames of hell. Can I ask you again tonight, how close are you to heaven and to eternal life? Hallelujah. Some people are on the outskirts. They're almost in and almost persuaded. But can I tell you tonight, the soul of man is close to hell.
Oh God.
I said the souls of men and women are really, really, really close to hell. Hey, Lord, there ain't no time in hell. Hey, Lord, there ain't no flowers in hell. There ain't no green grass in hell. Oh, God, there's no love in hell. There ain't no little children in hell. There's no peace and there's no joy in that awful place called hell. Don't you think you ought to get in? Hallelujah, coming to church ain't good enough. You're going to have to get ready and get it down in your heart.
You've
got
to be born again.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
If I go back there and paint, turn all the lights out, and paint that clock right there pitch black, there's no sense of time in hell. It's eternity forever and ever. God's love will follow you, and it'll call to you, it'll talk to you, and it'll draw you, it'll speak to you what you need to do. Come on. And you turn it away later, Lord. I ain't ready right now. Oh, God, maybe someday I will. Oh, God, how close are you? How close are you? You're just this close being to eternal life and be to the heaven's door. Oh, God. Raise your little hand one more time in the house. Holy, 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 holy. Holy God. Oh, God. Jesus said there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth in hell, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. The love of God will follow you to the very gates of hell. But once you go through and the gates slam shut behind your back, there ain't no coming out. There ain't no coming out of that place. God don't answer prayers in hell. Oh, can you imagine the millions that have lifted up their eyes in torment, oh, with regret, weeping and gnashing of teeth? They said, I can remember when I was in a church. I remember when the altar call was given. I remember when the preacher preached. I remember what I felt. I remember the Spirit of God drawing me. I knew what I needed to do. And if I had it all to do over, if I could call my life back, I would serve God. I said I would make it all the way in. Come on, Jesus. I'm a coming. I just felt the Lord. Come on, Jesus. As I said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I will receive you. Raise your hand in the house. I said the Lord is a reaching and the Lord is a drawing. You're right at the door.
Glory, glory, glory.
Oh God, oh God, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God, oh God, oh God. No mercy.
Oh God.
Right, today's the day of salvation. What was it Jesus said today? If you hear my voice,
harden
not your heart. Listen, every time you reject the Spirit of God, He deals, and you see and you feel. And every time you reject it, your heart gets a little harder. Harder. It takes more to move you the next time. Come on, come on. Say, Lord, I don't want my heart to grow hard. Raise your hand in the house. I don't want my heart, God, to grow hard. Oh, Lord, while I'm tender, won't you come? Today's the day of salvation, saith the Lord. If you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Won't you come to him? I'm right on the edge. I'm right on the verge. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Lord. Pull me, Lord. Pull me, Lord. Draw me, Lord, and I'll run after you. Eternal life is a calling. I said, Jesus, a shepherd is a seeking for the lost sheep. I don't come to the shepherd. I come to the Lord while there's time.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, God. I'm going to sing a song, baby. Praise God. Oh, God. This is one of my testimonies, key of D. Matter of fact, everyone in the house that's able, stand, would you? Stand with me. Oh, God. Do you feel His presence right now? Do you feel your need? Have you felt His presence in the service so far? Oh, God. Watched in the stillness of the late midnight hour, I felt the presence of the Lord's saving power. Well, I fell on my knees and I cried to get there. Merciful Savior, hear a lost sinner's prayer. Will ever revive and ever redeem. Will ever revive. Sure that I make it. Oh God, I want to be ready. I don't want to lose my soul. The Bible said, Jesus said, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what would a man give in exchange for his soul to get his soul back? Oh God. God, oh God. Well, I know in that moment I saw Jesus there. I know in that hour He first heard my prayer. He washed my soul from sin's despair. So happy, heard a lost sinner's prayer. Somebody want to pray to them, hallelujah. Will every hour and every day, my Lord, won't you come? Won't you come to make sure? That salvation, sure, hallelujah. You don't have to stand on the outskirts. You don't have to be at the edge. You can be all the way in. Can I tell you, the arms of Jesus is outstretched here tonight. Hallelujah, to save and to give you salvation.
Come on.
How many would like to say, I want Jesus every hour of every day and every moment? Yes, God. Every moment, in every way, I'm leaning on Jesus. Stillness of the late midnight hour, I felt His presence of His glorious power. Let's say it loud. I fell on my knees. Hello. And I cried to Him there. Oh, merciful Savior, hear a lost sinner's prayer. I'll never forget that now, Brother Ron, in 1974. Over 50 years ago, I made the best trip that I'd ever took in my life. I came out about middle ways of the church and on an old wooden bench, and I made my way to an altar of prayer, and I fell on my knees, a drug addict, hallelujah, almost an alcoholic, and I said, God, I said, if You'll help me, I'll serve You. I want to make heaven my home. I'm telling you, old bending knees, I came all the way in. I said, I came under Jesus, and He gloriously saved my soul. Woo! Raise your hand in the house. I'm glad I came. I'm glad He received me. Hallelujah. Down in your heart, you're very slow. Is He dealing with you? Do you really want this? Do you see your need? Others are happy, they're rejoicing with tears of joy, and they're praising the Lord. Do you want this? Do you want this blessed hope? Do you want this joy of salvation tonight? Won't you come to the Lord? Hey, God. I fell on my knees,
Savior. Hear a lost sinner's prayer. Hallelujah. Come on, God's a dealing, and I know that. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Won't you come and join us? Won't you come aboard? Hallelujah. No matter who you are, how old you are, where you've been, and what all you've done. Hallelujah. Jesus is wanting you to receive you into the sheepfold tonight. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, 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 I feel him in the house.